drop like a new intro for Joe's Need the News.
That's a flashback.
Brand new. This is new music. This is like brand new.
This reminds
new.
Me of being little.
Oh, this is brand new. All right, Joe's Need to Know News today. Let's get into it. Different stories. Some are serious. Some are just stupid. Major League Baseball World Series. I wanted to stay up, but I was too tired. The Dodgers defeated the Astros to force Game 7, which is going on tonight. Alex, this is the last game.
Okay.
The grand finale of the World Series.
So who is it against? Who?
It is going to be the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Houston Astros.
I want the Dodgers to win.
You shut your pretty little mouth.
Based on what?
A lot of the bachelors and bachelorettes go to their games and post on Instagram in their jerseys.
All right. And NBA action, the Pacers beat the Kings 101-83. How many bachelor stars go to the Pacers games?
Zero.
Do you want the Pacers to win or do you want the Kings to win?
Well, it's already over.
But... I don't know who the Kings are.
Oh,
so
that was yesterday.
Pacers.
That
was
yesterday.
Yeah,
who did you want to win?
The Pacers.
Why?
Well, I know who they are. I don't know who the Kings are. Who are the Kings from?
Because Andrew Luck plays for them.
No, he plays for the Colts. I know that.
Dang,
at least.
Thought
He's
I got
the
her.
Only Colts player I know by name.
Okay. Did you guys see this story? And I just don't get it. Surprise if you're wondering. It's just like three or four white people here on the Joe and Alex show. But when people do stuff like this for Halloween, I say, what the hell is wrong with you? A restaurant worker in Florida is being criticized for wearing blackface as part of her Aunt Jemima costume on Halloween. Students from a nearby college protested outside the restaurant. There's a surprise with college kids. The woman decided to wash the makeup off her face after arguing with students. That's not the only thing that happened yesterday for Halloween. Staples in California is getting a lot of heat after one of their employees dressed in blackface Halloween costume over the weekend. She said she was dressed as a spa guest and it was a mud mask, but after people complained, she took it off and Staples issued an apology. Here's somebody that actually confronted
the
lady.
Okay, the Aunt Jemima one was offensive. I don't think this one's offensive.
What is your costume supposed to be?
Pardon?
What is your costume supposed to be?
I'm a beauty shop customer.
A beauty shop customer?
Yeah. You know,
why is your face black?
Pardon?
Why is your face black?
This is a charcoal mask.
Okay. Looks
have
like black.
Have you seen them?
No, it looks like blackface to me.
Oh, no, no, no. No, that's not okay. Me. That's not me. A charcoal mask. And it sits better than the green one I had, because the green one starts flaking all over my shirt and stuff.
But you can see how that can be perceived as a blackface, right?
That's why I put the stuff up in here.
Yeah, but it still looks
she's
like
got,
blackface.
Like,
I apologize if you feel that way. Would you like some candy?
No, thank you.
You too.
You do so. That's like if I swore. Would you like some candy?
Candy does make everything better.
Does it make it everything better?
Yeah, I don't think she meant to be offensive.
But you're like, dumb, though. You don't do that
you're
because,
dumb because
people are going to get upset about it.
Everyone on social media, if you have the color black on any portion of your face at all, like that, a face mask, whatever, they get upset. Like, I have the exact same mask that she's talking about.
But you didn't go out for your Halloween costume
right, because everyone
that.
Would, like, misinterpret it. So, like, yeah, she is being ignorant to not think someone's going to be offended by that, but I don't think she meant to be offensive.
No, I don't think she did
but
either,
I think
but
the
you
Aunt
don't
Jemima
do
one,
that.
That one was blatantly racist.
Oh, yeah, they're both something you don't do, but Aunt Jemima was worse. And cell phones, guys, did you know about this? iPhones and Androids are beginning to group together your photos by category, including your dirty photos.
Uh-oh.
Did you know this? This is something you want to check your phone when you get a chance. It's freaking people out. Apple and Android devices use smart data recognition technology. It can see exactly what's in your images. They can categorize the photos in groups such as dogs, food, and sunglasses. And I've noticed that. It's been doing it with my food and my dogs. Luckily, I haven't sent my wife a D-pic since forever, but hopefully...
Have you before?
Did I send my wife a D-pic? I've sent a D-pic before.
But to her or no?
I don't know if I don't know if I sent it to my wife or not. It
would have been. Has Lindsay ever sent you a naughty pic?
Yeah, so people are doing that, and some users are thrilled because it keeps it organized. Other people are upset about it. So, have you ever sent a naughty pic, Alex?
Nope. I'm way too scared.
Why are you shaking your head? Oh, you don't want to talk about it.
No, I'm not shaking my head.
Oh, you did that?
He's making stuff up.
No, okay.
Did you hear about the word that people were tweeting about?
No, what?
The word, if you pick up your phone right now, go into your photos, both you guys.
Okay, let's do it real quick.
Everybody listening, play along too.
Go to my camera.
Go to your photos and just search your photos in your photos app and enter the word brassiere.
You can't do
the full word for bra.
Maybe
B-R-A. S-S-I-E-R-E. Yes, you can.
There's no search in your
I would touch
photos.
Your phone, but you're like coughing and sneezing all over the place.
Yeah, you got the bubonic plague.
In photos.
I'm in photos.
Search brassiere.
Look, photos, there is no search.
There is a search.
B-R-A.
On the bottom.
A. How do you spell it? How do you
hold on. I did it last night.
No, it is. Here it is. Here it is. You go in your photos. Okay. Top right. All right. So hold on. How do you spell brassiere?
Oh, yeah. It's a bunch of photos of me in my bathing suit.
B-R-A-S-S-I-E-R-E.
Hold on. I couldn't hear. B what? B?
B-R-A.
B-R-A.
S-S-I-E-R-E.
There's no photos of me.
You don't see any chest or any
I started to do it.
Oh, here's his cleat. No, did you enter the whole word?
Oh, yeah. Okay, B-R.
Let me see Alex's. Oh, see? They're all chesty photos.
My bathing suit photo.
B-R-A.
S-S-I-E-R-E.
Good Lord.
I don't see anything.
Oh, we don't see it. You have moves. We should see it on yours, Joe. You have moves.
All right, hold on. Let me take a photo real quick. Let me just get it out, and I'll do that right now. Check that out. Let us know. Joe and Alex Show. Tweet us any photos if you got, like, boob photos that come up with that or whatever. I mean, yeah, okay.